Okay, this is Stan Madrak calling from DemonBuster.com here in Mississippi, originally from Manayunk. I want to say hi to all my family and friends out there in Manayunk. I want to thank Helena from DeliveranceMinister.com for allowing this program, and also for WTMR 800 for allowing deliverance to be even talked on the air, because it's not being taught in churches hardly at all. And first I want to start off with an anti-witchcraft prayer that's on our website, DemonBuster.com. Father, in Jesus' name, I take authority and dominion over animals and demons of the road, that they do not cross our path, and I dispatch angels of heaven to protect us. In Jesus' name, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Everyone listening on this telephone line, on the radio, wherever they're listening, I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I ask for giant warrior angels to protect them. And as your war club and weapons of war, I break down, undam, and blow up all walls of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, sorcerers, and the like. And I break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, fetishes, psychic prayer, psychic thought, all witchcraft and sorcery, magic and voodoo, all mind control, jinxes, potions, bewitchments, death, destruction, sickness, pain, torment, psychic power, psychic warfare, prayer chains, incense and candle burning, incantations, chanting, blessings, hoodoo, crystals, root works, headaches, migraine, back pain, and anything else is being sent our way, and I return it and the demons to the sender 100-fold, and I bind it to them by the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Now there's a short anti-witchcraft prayer that you should be praying at least several times a day, because curses are being sent to believers all the time. And if you're not doing it yet, you've got to get yourself a pen and paper and start taking some notes, because I'm a fast talker and we don't have much time to do all this stuff here. If you go to our website, you'll find there's over 300 different articles all having to do with deliverance. I'm going to teach you, the believer, how to cast out demons, how to take care of situations, how to do spiritual warfare. But before we get into anything else, the first thing here. If you died right now while you was listening to this, where would you go, heaven or hell? Now, most people think that you're going to heaven. But, you know, the Bible says that sin cannot get into heaven. So if you die when there's sin in your life, the Bible says you're not going to heaven. Now, it's the Holy Ghost's job that when you do sin after you become saved, the Holy Ghost, he kind of nudges you when you blow it and lets you know, you shouldn't have said that. And you ask for forgiveness from Jesus, and he does. He forgives you. And then if you get hit by lightning, you go to heaven. Now, here's one, though. The Bible says you're to obey the laws of the land. All right? If you don't obey the laws of the land, you're sinning. Well, how many people speed? You speed in your car? It's a sin. You're speeding, you get hit by a tractor trailer, you die. Well, the Bible says you're not going to heaven. So let's make sure that you're saved out there. If you're listening to this for the first time, you haven't been listening to Helena earlier, then you need to get saved to ensure, if that lightning bolt comes down right now, that you're going to heaven. So just repeat this short prayer, just something small, nothing big, but you've got to be serious about it. Just say, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Basically, that's it. You're repenting of sins. Now, there's things in your life that you may not be able to get rid of. Even though you get saved, maybe you've been saved for 10 years or more, but you do things that you ought not to do. Well, see, demons cause you to do things that you ought not to do. And what deliverance is all about is to show you how to cast out these demons. Now, on our website, again, there's 164 articles on our main index. Below that is the entire Gene Moody Erling Deliverance Manual. That has an additional 168 folders and files and articles. Now, let's talk about curses. All right, if you send me an email and it's nasty, I don't want that nasty email, so I'm going to return it to you. Now, you sent it, but I'm returning it. When witches send curses your way or evil, whether it's voodoo or whatever it is that's evil is being sent to a believer, they send it. You don't want it, so you must return it. If you don't return it, you're going to get the curse. It's really that simple. And if you look at our article on the website on curses, the file there on curses, it'll go into detail telling you all about the curses and all kinds of good stuff, what to pray, how to pray. And the witches don't like you returning stuff. And if anybody says, well, you ought not to return, Jesus wouldn't do that. Well, tell them to read Psalm 109 and see what King David sent. I mean, he sent out some pretty bad stuff to the enemy. All right, now, in the Bible, Mark 16:17. Some people say, well, where does it say this in the Bible? All right, Mark 16:17, Jesus said, those that believe shall cast out demons. Well, are you a believer? Yes or no? Is that scripture in the Bible? I believe it's in all Bibles. Some Bibles say those that believe shall drive out demons, which is actually more accurate. So it's there, but you don't hear about that particular scripture in church, but you need to do it. You've got to obey. That's a command of Jesus that if you're a believer, you're to cast out demons. Now, if you're not a believer, you better stay away from trying to mess around with demons, because a demon sure will get you. And everybody has demons, no exceptions. It's just that's just the way it is. Well, where does it say that in the Bible? Well, it don't say that you don't have any demons. So you need to just take some things and ponder them a little bit, take some notes. And here's the thing. Would you take a rattlesnake and put it in your house thinking that, well, maybe it won't bite me? Well, no, that'd be kind of stupid. So some things concerning deliverance, why would you want to take a chance of having this or that in your home or doing this or that just in case it might be causing you some problems? One of the articles on the website is about cleaning house or house cleaning, getting rid of things in your home that ought not to be there. How many of you out there got a Buddha statue? Well, a Buddha statue is a god. That even breaks one of the Ten Commandments, that you're not to have any other gods in your home. Well, having a Buddha statue in your house or at other similar things can cause demons to come into your home and cause all kinds of problems. Let's go over how can a Christian have demons? Well, here's the thing. The Bible says that we're body, soul, and spirit. We're a triune being. The demons, are you sick? Have you been sick? Anybody out there got cancer? Got all kinds of diseases? Well, guess what? The demons are in your body. Now, your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. How many of you do things you ought not to do? You can't control certain things. You've got to run out at the beginning of each new month and get all the porno magazines. The demons in your will, you have no control over that because the demons are in control over that. You think things that you ought not to think. They're in your mind. Most demons that talk to you, they talk not verbally, but they talk in your mind. Just like when you think about something yourself, the demons make you hear what they're telling you. So they're in your mind. Your emotions. How many of you out there are all boo-hooing all the time? Depression. Look at all drugs out there that people are taking for being depressed. Well, demons cause depression. You cast out the depression demon and you don't have that depression anymore. Now, there's times when you do have to go to a doctor. There's times when you do have to take your medicine and you need to continue that. You know the demon's gone when you no longer have the problem. So then you go back to your doctor if you're on medication and he'll take you off. I wouldn't recommend telling him that you get rid of your demon, though, because he might want to lock you up in a funny farm someplace. All right. Let's see. Looking for a miracle? Everybody's looking for a miracle. Well, in Mark 9:39, Jesus calls deliverance a miracle. So let's get your miracle today or tomorrow after you get on our website and you learn what to do and you go to Helena's website, deliveranceminister.com. Start doing it yourself. Because remember, Jesus told you as a believer to do it. And in Mark 1:39, it says, and Jesus preached in their synagogues. Jesus was in churches throughout all Galilee and cast out demons. Jesus cast demons out in the church. We don't recommend even going to any church if the church, and in particular the pastor, is not doing deliverance. A lot of churches will do deliverance, but they don't think that Christians can have demons. Well, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So they just don't know. And if you hang around that church long enough, you're going to be picking up other people's demons in there. Because if you're in an environment, whether it's 10 people or 10,000 people in a church setting, and nobody believes that Christians can have demons, and they all got demons, then you can go home and bring home some of their demons with you. So you're better off just staying home. And if you can find a church that is casting out demons, the pastor's casting out demons, they're casting them out of Christians, that's just great. They're very far and few between. All right, the next thing we want to talk about here is, let's see, God used a donkey to talk one time to give a message in the Bible there. So God can use anybody out there to talk, to tell people about deliverance. Of course, you want to be careful who you're talking to about deliverance, especially with what you're going to learn on our website, because here's what to remember. When you talk to anybody about deliverance, about demons, and they are not doing deliverance themselves, their demons will be speaking to you. So tomorrow you say, hey, I listened to this Stan Madrak on the radio here, and he said, everybody's got demons. And the person says, oh, that's crazy. Christians can't have demons. Demon talking to you, the person's not doing deliverance. Oh, Christians can't have demons. Your temper's not a demon. That's just your personality. Demon talking to you. Well, it's a demon's personality, not your personality. Now, doctors, they want to call everything your personality, this or that, but it's you get rid of the demons, you can just be better down here on earth. That's the whole purpose of deliverance, is why go on as a believer, going to church all the time, and you're sick, you've got emotional problems, you've got financial problems. Why not get rid of some of the demons and make your life while you're down here better? Now, we don't always get our prayers answered. You know that because sometimes you get sick. You can pray. You can ask for miracles. You can do deliverance, cast out the sick demons, and you're still sick. Well, we don't know why that is, but that's God's business. But it's our job and your job as a Christian to do all that you know how to do to get rid of as many demons as possible. The Bible says, when you've done all that you know how to do, to stand. And to stand means continue doing what you've been doing, spiritually speaking, casting out demons, breaking and returning curses every day, reading the Bible, praying, and you just go on. You know, we might die one day sick, but at least we've been doing warfare, we've been praying, we've been doing everything we know how to do up until the time of our death. All right, in Matthew 15:26 and also in Mark 7:27, Jesus says that deliverance is the children's bread. Okay, there's the first key, that deliverance is for us, believers. The children's bread, the children's were, in the Old Testament, they were all the godly people. And the actual term Christian did not exist while Jesus walked on the earth. That came up later in Antioch. That's when they were first called Christians. So the children are believers, and Jesus cast demons out of believers. And that's all we need to know, so that you know I can do it, you should do it. All you need to have is some knowledge, and again, our website teaches you what to do, how to do it. And if you're able to get another believer that's willing to do deliverance on both of you, or all of you, or a group of you, that's even better. I mean, you can do self-deliverance and should do self-deliverance all the time. But if you can get another believer, you can, you know, meet, cast out demons, go to our website, and maybe other websites. There's not many deliverance websites out there where you can get information, and it's free. Our website has got over 3,000 pages of printed material. If you were to print it out, it's all free. Helena's website is all free. There's no charge. We've got nothing to sell to you. We just want to teach you what to do so that you can do it, and then maybe you can help others to do it. And Jesus did come in the flesh and will come again. As some people say, well, if you don't say that, then you're not real. You're something else. Well, he's coming back. All right, we're going to let's talk about some curses. All right, I told you earlier that witches, they send curses your way all the time. They send evil your way. There's bad witches, and a witch is a witch. Those Wiccans that are listening, you know, they think that they're doing good. They deny that they have anything to do with the devil, and they don't do stuff using the devil's name like we use the name of Jesus. But Jesus, the Bible anyhow, says that, you know, a witch is a witch, and they ought not to be doing the stuff that they're doing. Whether they're doing spells or potions or whatever, they're not supposed to be doing those things. And when they send stuff your way, which they do regular, then you don't want it. If you were to get a sudden pain in your body, like you get a sharp pain in your side right now, if you break and return all witchcraft that's being sent your way, if it's witchcraft, then that pain will disappear immediately. And if it does disappear immediately, that that is the proof that it was, in fact, witchcraft that was sent your way. If it stays there, it could be that, you know, maybe you was out lifting too many weights today or running around or doing whatever you're doing there, eating too many Philly cheesesteaks. All right, let's see what else we got here. You cannot pray a demon away. All right? People will say, they'll pray, oh, Jesus, you know, take this situation away from me. Take this headache away from me. Well, see, that's prayer. Prayer is you asking Jesus to do something. Now, that's, and there's nothing wrong with praying. But deliverance is you casting out that demon. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command this headache to leave me now. I command this pain to leave me now. I command this or that in the name of Jesus. That's deliverance. Spiritual warfare, in Jesus' name, I break and return all curses being sent my way. In the name of Jesus. That's spiritual warfare. And that's stuff that needs to be done a lot. And on our website, the MIDI file that you hear playing is Oh, the Blood of Jesus. Real simple tune. The demons hate to listen to this thing. I don't know if you can listen to it. I'm looking at my website right now, and the tune is playing right now. And the more you get, let's call it irritated, when you're listening to that, probably the more demons you have, because any song that has to do with the blood of Jesus, they don't like to hear. And many churches have pulled out songs. They just tore them out of the hymnals or whatever they got. You can't hardly find a song that talks about the blood of Jesus anymore, because those words are just so powerful against the demons. They hate it. They're removing it, just like In God We Trust, trying to remove that from our money and taking God out of schools and everything. Just step by step, they're doing everything that they can to cut back on the power that Jesus has given us. The Sermon on the Mount. Everybody talks about the Sermon on the Mount. That was listened to by people who wanted to hear. So if you don't want to hear what we're talking about, what DemonBuster.com is talking about, then you just don't listen. You know what they say? Change the channel. But if you're listening and you want help, you're the one that Jesus is wanting to help tonight, even, as late as it is, so that you can get yourself some help. And that's all he wants to do. Now, there's other things that sometimes we save this scripture for hard cases or someone that we know is specifically doing evil against us. 2 Timothy 2:14 says, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. And then 1 Timothy 1:20, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. People making fun of deliverance, well, they might just be turned over to Satan. Mocking, laughing about what's going on, things that they find about deliverance and demons and how to get rid of them and this and that. Watch out. The Lord is just liable to do something to you, and you don't want that to happen. And there's, let's see, what else we got to do? Let's cast out some demons. How does that sound? All right, on our website here we have a list of demons. And if you go to that list, we recommend that you go through there, and every single name that's listed on there, you just cast those demons out in the name of Jesus, whether you think you have them or not. We cast demons out of a guy one time, and it was, the demon was murder. And he had a murdering demon, but he never murdered anybody. And that was one of the more wild episodes that we had in the years. We've been doing deliverance for almost 20 years now. And you run into some pretty strange things. But he had murder, so when you run across names that like murder, cast it out anyhow. Retaliation, cast it out in the name of Jesus. Let's see, before we do that, I want to go over some things on our website, on our index. I'm looking at my index now. I want to just run down here real quick. Before we do run out of time here, audio files. We've got maybe 45 hours or so of audio. You play our audio files. They're in MP3 format. And you play those things, and you will get some deliverance and also some teaching on there. So you take notes. When you download them, the instructions are on there. It's number 11 on our index, on our main page there. and you download them, you listen to them, save them on your hard drive, and you can play them over and over and over, and you'll get some deliverance. And up there, article number one is number spiritual warfare prayers to pray daily. Okay, when you get off the phone with anybody, part of what I call daily deliverance is this prayer. And this is on our website there. Here's what I say when I get off the telephone. I say, Father, in Jesus' name, I command every demon that has followed me, sent to me, or transferred to me to leave me now. Go in the name of Jesus. Because telephone demons can come right across the telephone line. If you talk to somebody that's depressed, you hang up the phone, and you might be depressed after you hung up the phone. Well, guess what? Their depressed demon transferred through the telephone lines and made you depressed. So you cast that demon out in the name of Jesus and any other demons that may have come across the telephone line. Same thing when you go into a grocery store, you bind up all the demons in the place. You go into your workplace. In Jesus' name, I bind up all the demons in here. And I cover myself with the blood of Jesus and I ask for giant warrior angels to protect me. When you leave somebody's house, you leave your work, you leave a grocery store, you do that little warfare prayer in case any demons have followed you out. We have a couple of Spanish sections on our website where somebody has transcribed our warfare prayers into Spanish. Addictions, any kind of addiction you got, you eating too much, could be a demon causing you to eat too much. So you cast out all the addictions. Jesus talked to a demon one time. Matter of fact, it's the only time that he actually talked while he was doing deliverance on somebody, and it was Legion. And he said his name was Legion because he had many demons, thousands of demons, depending on how you use the term Legion, referring to Roman soldiers. It was a whole bunch, anyhow. So you could have all kind of demons in there. Since everybody has demons, I believe everybody has hundreds or even thousands of demons. And the goal is to get rid of all the ones that you know about, and then you get rid of ones that you might have that you don't know about, like that one guy I mentioned who had a murdering demon. And angels. All right, here's the thing. Demons are not fallen angels. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, see, here's the thing. There's two scriptures proving that the fallen angels are in hell. Here's Matthew 25:41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Jesus did not say devil and his demons. In 2 Peter 2:4 says, For God did not even spare angels of sin, but cast them into hell, delivering them to be kept there in pits of gloom till the judgment and their doom. And the other scripture is Jude 1:6. And angels who did not keep their own first place of power, but abandoned their proper dwelling place, these he had reserved in custody in eternal chains, bonds, under thick gloom of utter darkness, until the judgment and doom of the great day. So when people say that the fallen angels are demons, or demons are fallen angels, well, they just don't know about these scriptures here. And where do demons come from? Well, nobody knows. Nobody knows. If they tell you where they came from, they're just using a personal opinion. And that's all they can give you, because there are no scriptures to back it up. There's just conjecture, opinions, and it doesn't matter where they came from. Now, you could look at one scripture that says that God created all things. That means he created the demons for whatever reason, way back when, long before us. It doesn't matter. Our job is to cast them out in the name of Jesus. Anxiety demons. You get anxiety all the time? Cast them out in the name of Jesus. Balance. Are you out of balance? Here, we hear this a lot from people. Their demons are talking, remember, because they're not doing deliverances. We're out of balance. All you're doing is deliverance. No, we get people saved. We talk about healing and miracles. We pray for healing and miracles, and we cast out demons. Jesus taught, healed the sick, and cast out demons. That was three parts of his ministry. Most ministries, they only teach. They'll get you saved. That's great. Other churches will get you saved, and they'll do healings and miracles, and that's great, but they don't do deliverance. So any ministry, any church not doing deliverance, they are the ones that are out of balance. All right, binding demons. Binding is only a temporary measure. So every place you go into a friend's house, you go into your workplace, you go into the grocery store, wherever, you bind the demons. The Father in Jesus' name, I bind up all the demons in this place. That's a temporary thing. It's not casting them out. It's just kind of tying them up a little bit. And if you're living, if you're married and you've got a spouse there who is not doing deliverance, or you have children that's not doing deliverance and they're rebellious, they're teenagers or whatever, they're rebellious, you bind their demons up often. And if you've got children living in your home, you should be doing deliverance on them. And if they're old enough to do self-deliverance, they should be doing self-deliverance and casting out their own demons. And nothing greater, I don't think, than a whole family sitting down and having a deliverance session. And that would be just great. Blood pressure could be demons. Now, there's a lot of things that cause health situations that are not demons. But you always treat it first as if it's demonic. You get high blood pressure or this or that, you command the demons to leave in the name of Jesus. You pray for healings. You pray for miracles. And if you still got the problem, you go see the doctor. You continue to take your medicine or whatever. Candles. Here's a big one here. Candles can attract demons. Now, this information on our website came from a man who used to be a witch doctor over in Africa. And he said, yep, the candle, the demons, you light that candle, and the demons come in. And for whatever reason, we don't know really why, how things work in the demonic world, but for whatever reason, if the candle is scented, it attracts a special kind of demon. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Well, remember the snake? Why have a rattlesnake in, thinking or hoping that he won't bite you? Why have candles in your home if they can invite demons in? You know, just don't even take that chance. And if you've got to have candles, they make some really neat ones now that look like candles, but they're battery operated. And even some electric ones that look like candles. That'd be, put that on your back burner there in case your house is filled with candles. But I pray later that the Lord will just open your eyes to what you need to do in your home. Christmas. You better read that one up for yourself. When we started deliverance, one of the first things we did is we bought a trash compactor, and we was having services in our home, and every time we taught on Christmas, the people would bring in all the Christmas ornaments, and we'd put them in the trash compactor and smash them all up, because Christmas is a pagan holiday. Jesus is not the reason for the season. And Christmas, I believe, is the toughest holiday for people to deal with who are just learning about deliverance. They just want to shut you off because you're bad-mouthing Christmas, and perhaps Easter might even be worse than that, because the celebration of Easter, Jesus rose from the dead, ain't no doubt about that. But the word Easter, really, the word is Esther, and that is a pagan holiday also. So many things in Christianity come from pagan stuff that the church has just incorporated, and they start doing it, and my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and they just don't know. And remember this, you believe what you were taught until you learn the truth. And our website has got tons of truth on there. Covering. You've been to a church where the pastor tells you that he is your covering. You've got to have a covering. You've got to go to church because you have to have a covering. Well, Jesus is your covering. If you're a man, Jesus is your covering. If you're married, you women, your husband is your covering if he is a godly man. Otherwise, you're on your own and Jesus is your covering. Okay, looks like we're only got about 10 minutes left here. So let's see, what else can we do here? You want to be a deliverance minister, right? Check out our article number 34. Deliverance minister, want to be one. Remember, we're all supposed to be deliverance ministers. Those that believe shall cast out demons, Mark 16:17. But when you do become one, more than just, you know, an average Christian where you're doing things like I'm doing, like Helen is doing and others are doing, it's you lose all your friends if they're not involved in deliverance. Your family doesn't really want to have anything to do with you because, oh, that's that nut that is casting demons out of everything. But see, we have Jesus, and that's all we need. We don't have to prove God. We don't have to prove this is a demon or that is a demon. And you don't want to be pushy on deliverance neither. You want to, you know, I tell people, hey, everybody's got demons. If you want help, go to our website. Learn what to do and start casting out your demons. Demon scriptures. There's 106 scriptures that use the name demon or demons or spirit having to do with demons. And some Bibles, the King James in particular, uses the word devil all the time. Doesn't use the word demon. The word devil should only refer to the one guy, the one dude that's the devil. There's only one devil, and there's gazillions of demons. Just like we've got God, and there's tons and tons of angels. So you might want to check out all those 106 scriptures. We've got them listed on our website there. Disciple. All right, you're a disciple? Well, I go to church all the time. Well, but are you a disciple? Are you doing the things that Jesus is telling you to do, like casting out demons? Are you learning other things? That's what you need to be doing here. You ever wash dishes and you wash it and you take it up out of soapy water and you still got some dried on egg there? What do you got to do? You got to rub a little bit harder to get that off there. Well, some demons are the same way when you're casting out your demons. Some just take longer. Many demons will leave as soon as you command them to leave in the name of Jesus. But others are not going to leave. Or it's going to take, it could take hours. We spent 4 hours trying to get rid of one demon out of a Christian. And you have to be willing to put in the time if you're going to be helping others and you're going to be helping yourself. So, you know, you do what you can, learn what you can, and tell others so that they can do it. Dolls. All right, the very first doll ever found, I think this came out of Encyclopedia Britannica, an old, old edition of Britannica. The first doll found was a voodoo doll. Now, you stop doing things because of the origin. And the origin of any kind of doll is a voodoo doll. So you don't want to have dolls in your home. No stuffed animals, no kind of toys that are dolls, no G.I. Joes and stuff like that. Because of the origin of the doll. And other ministries, we've got some articles on our website there. Other ministries have given testimonies of dolls talking, dolls walking. If you have children and there's dolls in their room or in your home there, and have you ever had one of your children come up to you and say, Mommy, Daddy, Teddy Bear was talking to me. And what do you say? Oh, yeah, that's nice, honey. Well, guess what? That bear might have been talking to the kid. And you think it's the kid's imagination, but it's the demons that's in the toys or even just in your room, in the kid's room, and talking because they know that the parents aren't going to believe the kids. And that will cause the kid to grow up and have all kinds of problems because the demons just keep getting stronger and stronger and inviting more demons that come in there. So you want to get rid of your dolls, get rid of your animals collection, your statues. We're not supposed to have any kind of statues of any kind, the Bible says. No images. It doesn't say that you have to be worshiping an image, you should not have an image in there. And let's see, fear. Alright. Fear is the number one weapon that the devil uses. Some of you listening right now who want to say, yeah, oh, I'm going to start doing this. First thing that's going to happen is the devil's going to put fear on you to get you scared. Scared is fear. That's a demon. And so that you will not go on with deliverance. Cast out fear in the name of Jesus. It's just a demon. Cast him out in the name of Jesus. When you start getting, if you're going to stay up all night and start doing some deliverance tonight, the demons always, this is just what they do. They always try to stop you from going on. So they're going to have all kinds of things might be happening to you or tried to happen to you. Your spouse, if you're married, might start yelling and screaming at you and trying to cause you to stop doing what you're doing. And don't stop. One way or the other, the demons will win if you stop. So just continue. Learn all you can. Cast out all the demons that you can. Okay, number 49 here, electronic malfunction demons. Two demon names is Boyce and Boise, B-O-I-C-E and B-O-Y-C-E. We have many, many reports from people who the computer just jams up, the printer jams up, and they cast out, they command Boyce and Boise to leave, and everything starts working okay. because Boys and Boise, their job is to mess with your electronic gear, whatever it is, whether it's telephone or radio or whatever. Just like the demon named Temper is to cause you to have a temper. Demon of Lust is to cause you to have a demon of lust. And cast them out in the name of Jesus. Okay, ghost. You got any ghosts around? There's no such thing as ghosts. Ghosts are actually demons. And if you've ever seen something that what we would call a ghost, people would call a ghost, and it looks like a human, well, that's just a familiar spirit, a demon that looks familiar to you because he looks like Aunt Matilda or somebody else. So he's just a demon. You command that thing to leave in the name of Jesus. No such thing as a good demon. But some demons, when they first appear to people, if they appear to you, not many people see demons, but sometimes they do, or even if they talk to you, they sound like they want to help you. But the goal is to eventually just do you in. So you need to, don't be listening to demons. You get thoughts in your mind that you don't want or shouldn't have. Here's what you say, spiritual warfare prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I circumcise these thoughts. You say that, and those thoughts will go. You just try it. You might have to do it a couple of times, and it goes. It comes from a scripture about circumcising your heart. That's a spiritual thing. All right, we circumcise these thoughts in the name of Jesus. So you want to get rid of those. All right, Halloween. If you're a Christian, you ought not to have anything to do with Halloween. When you even pass out tracts on Halloween night, you are observing what the evil people call Satan's birthday. He wasn't really born that day, but that's what they refer to as his birthday. So you are celebrating his birthday, and you don't have to do that no matter what kind of celebration you or your church is having. Let me just pray. We've only got a couple minutes left here, and I want to pray. We're not going to get to do no deliverance, but that's probably good, because if you're not a Christian and you cast out demons, or I cast out demons, and you're not a Christian, you're going to get more demons. If you are a Christian and we cast out demons, and you don't continue in the things of the Lord, and you don't continue doing self-deliverance, Jesus says that you will get seven more wicked demons for every demon that has come into you. And so that's one reason why I'm real careful who I do deliverance on, because I want to ensure that they're going to be doing deliverance every day for the rest of their life. And that's what it's got to be. It's got to be just like breathing. You don't think about breathing, you just do it. You don't think about doing a spiritual warfare prayer after you hang up a phone, you just do it. And that's got to be just part of your life here. So let me just pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I lift up everybody that's listening to this, whether they're listening to it live right now, or they're going to be listening to it later on our website, or wherever they get a copy of the CD or the program or wherever. And I ask you, Lord, to touch their heart. Get them saved, healed, and delivered. If they're sick, I'll ask you, Lord, to heal them. If they need miracles, I ask you to give them miracles. I ask you to recreate anything in their body that needs to be recreated in Jesus' name, or created. If they only got one lung, for whatever reason, Lord, give them two lungs. Give them a brand new lung in the name of Jesus. I command a sickness of any kind to leave them, go in the name of Jesus. You can't stay. You got to leave. Go in Jesus' name. All doubt. I command all doubt, fear. I command fear to leave in Jesus' name. And I cover all these people that's listening with the blood of Jesus, and I ask for giant warrior angels to protect them, Lord, wherever they go, their workplace, wherever they're at, Lord, living on the street, picking up this program. You can go to any public library and go to our website and learn what to do and do it. And in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing through this radio station, Lord, and I ask that you bless them abundantly, Lord. And if they sell time, Lord, I ask that the people will get on there and buy time to get in there to further your word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving us all power and all authority over all demons. I ask, Lord, that the people that's listening are just going to take that power and that authority in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and they're going to cast out demons. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, and I praise you. I just give you all the glory and honor for what you're doing in our life, Lord, and in the listeners' lives, and what you'll continue to do in Jesus' name. And I thank you. And it looks like it's 11 o'clock, and good night, and see you next trip.